Today's show is about something called mummy bundles. That term may give you scary visions of Halloween goblins, but it may be quite the opposite. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. They're simply known as mummy bundles.
A mummy bundle is simply the person that would have been put inside a basket that would have been then woven around. These two, the head and the feet, are exposed.
What Michael Tritt is describing is a way the ancient dead in countries such as Peru would mummify the dead, surrounding their bodies with a woven basket. In this case, the head was still exposed from the top of the basket for good reason in their culture.
Those are examples of a culture that preserved their ancestors because they would occasionally bring them out for special ceremonies, for family gatherings, for religious occasions, and in fact, interact with them as if they were still living.
Today it sounds quite odd that we might occasionally go get our dead ancestors and sit them down to have Christmas dinner with us. But for that culture, it was very normal and a way to honor and remember those who had passed.
With the mummy bundles, it was not the custom to bury them with anything, but over time, bringing those out, they would actually honor them with a meal. So we find ancient grain in that basket.
The bundles are just part of a much larger Mummies of the World exhibit on display through the end of the year at Kansas City's Union Station. It allows one to understand more about funeral customs that may seem odd to us today.
History records celebrations and community gatherings where the funeraries or chulpas in South America where the mummies were placed were above ground with great access just for that intent.
The bundles are just a small part of a well-done and interesting exhibit about mummies. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.